You are listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. I help female perfectionists beat self-sabotage and lose the weight for good using the Fit Figure Formula coaching program. I'm your host, Stephanie Riles, registered dietitian, personal trainer, and mindset transformation coach. If you've been struggling with all or nothing thinking, negative self-talk, or self-sabotage, this is the podcast for you. Learn how to get consistent and become the best version of yourself from the inside out. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to episode 17. So today I'm going to be talking about how to snack and still lose weight. So you do not have to avoid snacks in order to lose weight, but also you don't have to snack to lose weight either. So I'm a big believer in your lifestyle and your hunger cues really take the lead in terms of whether or not you're going to be adding in snacks. And that might ebb and flow depending on what season of life you're in. So I'm going to break all of that down today. Really quick though, I don't remember if I told you guys last week that my daughter and I are going to be doing an episode on mommy guilt, and we're going to get her perspective as a child who grew up in a household where I prioritized my me time, health and fitness, and get her perspective and talk about mommy guilt, because I know a lot of my clients deal with that. It's coming. I just haven't recorded it yet. So I just wanted to make sure that if I did mention that on the last episode, that you know that that is absolutely coming. But today we're going to dive into snacks. This is going to be a really quick episode, y'all. So make sure that you take some notes. This is going to be super actionable too. So you can implement these today and like practice them today. So in this episode, you're going to learn how to snack and still reach your goals. You're going to learn the best combinations to eat, and then also how to determine if you even need to add snacks at all. And this is exactly what I teach my clients inside of the Fit Figure Formula. So the Fit Figure Formula is my 16-week macros and mindset program where I coach you on not only how to reach your goals with your nutrition, but also how to implement them, how to become the woman that can create the result through working on your mindset and your fitness identity. So if you know that you struggle with self-sabotage, with negative self-talk, always beating yourself up, if this journey of weight loss feels really hard and you have a lot of emotions about that, this is the program for you. And if you're listening to this in real time, the formula is open for enrollment right now. So I'm opening for the first cohort of 2024. So you have until February the 5th. So if you are listening to this in 2024, February 5th is the last day to apply to the formula. So if you're curious, if you want to know more about it, you can go to the show notes, you can apply, you can DM me on Facebook, and we can talk more about it. And I would love to help you. So let's get into the episode. So when we think about snacks or whether to snack or not, it really doesn't matter. It does not matter whether or not you choose to add in snacks or not. But if you do, this will save you so many calories. Do not eat out of the container, okay? Do not eat out of the container. So just trust me on this one. Or you can actually even think of a time where you took maybe those little pints of ice cream or a bag of chips or cookies or even nuts, right? It doesn't even have to be something that is quote unquote unhealthy, but if we are eating the nuts out of the bag or the ice cream out of the container, we tend to eat a little bit more than what we typically need to. So even if you're eating something quote unquote healthy, take your serving out of the container and portion it out. Okay. So you can totally have snacks, right? But understand that your whole day, your meals and your snacks, and the calories that those meals and snacks provide are all important and they all count. So you can divide those calories up however you want to. And if you want to choose some snacks, I'm going to teach you a really simple way to know where to put those snacks in a second. But make sure that you're actually pre-portioning them out. So this is something that's super simple if you want to do when you are meal prepping. So let's say you have a certain snack that you want and you just like put them in little Ziploc baggies or in small containers. It makes it convenient and it prevents a lot of overeating, right? So I love ice cream. Fun fact. Haagen-Dazs. What's my favorite? Dulce de leche. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but that's my favorite. And then also I love H-E-B Swoon. So H-E-B is a grocery store here in Texas, and I'm pretty sure it's only in Texas and maybe a few in Louisiana. And this ice cream is so good. It's salted caramel. It has like chocolate chunks in it, y'all. And it's so, so good. And if I take that pint of ice cream and I don't portion it out, and usually what I do is I get one of my son's bowls and I will put some ice cream in there. If I don't do that, my brain will just tell me, hey, I need to keep eating. Oh, just one more bite, one more bite. And then before you know it, it's like, well, there's only a little bit left, so I might as well eat the rest of it, right? So if you do nothing else, this tip is going to save the day, okay? Do not eat out of the container. Pre-portion your snacks out, and this is going to help you a lot. Okay. So again, this is important even if you're eating a quote unquote healthy snack. So almonds, for example, 28 grams of almonds, which is essentially 28 almonds, is a serving of almonds. And if you eat those nuts out of a bag, you probably are going to eat more than that. And nuts are great. They're healthy for your brain and your heart, but they also pack a ton of calories, which doesn't have to be a bad thing. Doesn't mean don't eat nuts, but it does mean that you have to be mindful about how many you're eating throughout the day and your overall caloric intake for the day. Okay. So that's tip number one. Do not eat out of the container. Go ahead and pre-portion your snacks out. This is a perfect meal time to start. If you're starting to prep your snacks, right? So something that I'm adopting as just verbiage in my program is all or something, right? So a lot of perfectionists, we have all or nothing mentality, but all or something. So you can prep everything or just something. And that something could be just your snacks. That's a great place to start. All right. So number two, you want to plan out your snacks and place your snacks where you normally get hungry throughout the day. Okay. So this is really important. You don't have to make yourself eat three snacks a day. Okay. What I do with my clients in the formula is we start out and I say, okay, what time do you normally get up in the morning? Right. And then what time do you eat, or what time do you go to bed at night? This is really important because if you're the type of person who like wakes up late and then goes to bed early, you're not up as many hours as somebody who wakes up super early and also goes to bed late, right? So if you're up for more hours throughout the day, you might need more snacks than somebody who is not up as much throughout the day. So we start with that morning wake up time, and I typically have them trying to eat within the first 2 hours of waking up, right? And then every 4 hours after that. So going longer than 4 hours, typically we start to see when you do get hungry, you're really hungry after like 4 to 5 hours. So we don't want to expand that too much. We want to make sure that you're kind of spreading out your meals and snacks, but we don't want to be going all day without eating. So it's really important to kind of think about how long am I up throughout the day, and then place your snacks where I naturally get hungry. Where are my natural hunger cues, or where are the times throughout the day where I typically go longer than 4 hours without a meal, and I can place a snack in that place. Okay. So when you think about this, I want you to think about the times when you have maybe adopted someone else's diet or their regimen, and maybe they're intermittent fasting. So you're like, okay, I want to intermittent fast, but your body gets hungry at 10 o'clock, but you've decided, oh, I'm going to not eat until 1 p.m. Well, normally that's not sustainable and you don't have to cut out your 10 a.m. snack. So if you pay attention to our body, this is another invitation for us to really pay attention to our body. When is it that I get really hungry? A lot of my clients will tell me that, especially in the beginning, when they're eating kind of carb heavy meals, they're not eating enough protein, they're probably not eating enough total calories, and they're like, I'm really hungry at nighttime. And when we start to front load their day with more fiber and more protein, they're not as hungry at night. So the way that you start out and your natural hunger cues, it might change. And so be open to the possibility that when you start eating on somewhat of a schedule, that your normal hunger cues, maybe you normally are really hungry at night because you hadn't been eating enough food, that might actually change, right? So continue to check in with yourself throughout the day and evaluate, like, okay, how hungry have I been today? When was it that I got the hungriest? Can I put a snack in that spot? Okay. So think about your natural hunger cues. Think about the timing and if you're going longer than 4 hours without eating, and be flexible with this timing because it might change. Another thing that you want to also consider is the fact that your meal times are not rigid. You have not messed up if you said, I'm going to eat lunch at noon and it's 1 o'clock and you're just not getting around to lunch. I want you to really give yourself some flexibility. And I call it being fuzzy, meaning like I'm going to eat my lunch around noon, but it's really somewhere in between 11 and 1. So make sure that you're offering yourself that flexibility and you don't think, okay, I've messed up because I didn't eat right at 12. Like, make it fuzzy. Make sure that it's somewhere around when you intended, and that's perfect. And it's going to change a little bit every day, and just give yourself grace for that. Okay. So number three, always, always, always have protein. It is really difficult for my clients to hit their protein goal without at least one snack. Pretty much all, but maybe like one of my clients need a high protein snack at least once a day. Now you can have more than that based on your calorie level and your hunger cues throughout the day and how long you're going to be up throughout the day. But in order to actually hit your protein goal, if you're tracking your calories and your protein, you need, a lot of my clients do need at least one snack. Now, do you have to have a snack? No, you don't, but you have to be really strategic about your protein intake and what that looks like. Okay. So if you're wanting to hit your protein goal, and this is important for building muscle, but it's also important for preserving your lean muscle when you're in a calorie deficit, right? So protein is the most important macronutrient for your body recomposition and to look like you work out, right? So we want to make sure we're getting enough protein. And most of my clients do need at least one snack that has protein. So that means that there's nothing wrong with like having an apple as a snack, but if you're going to hit your protein goal, and if that's your only snack, you're probably going to need some actual protein. So this is going to also help with hunger. It's going to help you hit your protein goal. And some of my favorites are beef jerky. I don't know. I've been on this like beef jerky kick here recently. And I think the brand is Strive. That's been my favorite. Tuna. My favorites are the smoked hickory and lemon pepper, and those come in like the little packages. Those are really good for on the go if you're traveling, things like that. Greek yogurt. Right now I'm on this Chobani kick. I was doing Dan and Light and Fit, the vanilla, the Greek yogurt for so long, and now I think I've burned myself out of that. So I tried the Chobani, and oh my God, it's so good. I get the Greek yogurt, I think it's mixed berry, and I have been downing those like crazy. Also, I really love Fairlife chocolate milk. So Those options are some of my favorites. I also like clean bars. They're like protein bars that don't taste super chalky. And that will help you to get your protein. So it's not just the apple, but maybe I'm having apple and some beef jerky or my banana and some Greek yogurt, right? So in order to help you to hit that protein goal, typically you're going to need one snack that has a good amount of protein in it. Okay. So that was number three. Number four, incorporate fiber. So fiber comes from whole fruits, whole veggies, and whole grains. For example, if I'm saying whole fruit, it's the difference between an apple and apple sauce, right? I want the whole apple. That's going to give me more of the nutrients, more of the fiber versus just like processed apple sauce. And so incorporating fiber, incorporating protein is also going to help you feel more satisfied in between your meals. So let me give you an example again of having the piece of fruit, right? A whole fruit is going to have that fiber, and then pairing that with what? Protein, right? So we don't want to forget about that. Okay. So you want to incorporate fiber from whole fruits, whole veggies, or whole grains. And those you're going to look on the back of the label and look for fiber and look for 3 grams of fiber or more per serving. And this is just for your carbohydrate items. Okay. So, all right. Number five, plan in a treat. So during your snack time, this is a great time to just plan in a treat. If you know that like you really like sweets, I don't believe in going cold turkey. I don't believe in never having chocolate. This is a perfect time for you to have something a little bit sweet. So maybe there's some snack that you really, really like, and you feel like, okay, this isn't diet food, quote unquote, or this isn't healthy food, quote unquote. And you may not want to necessarily binge out on it. You may not necessarily want to have it for a meal, but you can plan it in. So this is going to also prevent you from feeling restricted. It's going to prevent you from binging on food later because you've been trying to be so restrictive and so perfect with what you're eating. So I don't want you, when you go and plan out your meals, what you're going to have for this week, I want you to strategically add in some of the treats that you like to have, right? So everything doesn't have to be the best of the best, the cleanest food. I want you to add in some of those treats, okay? And so we're adding this in as a snack. So it's between a meal. So you shouldn't be super hungry, right? Because we're not going beyond 4 hours since our last meal. So we shouldn't be super duper hungry during that time. It's a great time to just have something that's enjoyable. I want you to notice your satisfaction and really enjoy whatever treat you're having, right? And so this might be a time where you throw my protein rule out of the window, right? It might just be that I'm having something that I like and I'm putting it in my diet, not to hit a protein goal, but just because I like it and just because this is my life, my real life, and I want to enjoy it. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that either. Okay. This is also a great time to intake some water and beef up on your water intake during this snack time. So your portion of this treat should be small, again, because it is a snack. You shouldn't be super hungry because it's in between meals, but it's going to increase your satisfaction, keep you from feeling restricted and binging on junk food later. So just to recap, number one was don't eat out of the container. Number two, plan out your snacks and place the snacks where you normally get hungry. This is a perfect time to be mindful and really develop a relationship with your hunger cues and with yourself. Number three, always have protein. And I guess I shouldn't say always, because you can throw that out the window sometimes, but most of the time we want to be having some protein to meet that protein goal, incorporate more fiber through whole fruits, whole veggies, and whole grains. That was number four. And then plan in a treat. So there may be once, twice, maybe 3 times a week to have a small snack so that you don't feel restricted. So for example, I have a client right now who just started and she's drinking like cherry Cokes. That's like her thing. And she's drinking like 2 a day, right? So I'm not going to tell her no more cherry Cokes. I asked her, what does she feel like is reasonable to start reducing that? Because they're regular cherry Cokes with like 200 and something calories per bottle. And so I let her decide what feels good for her as to start reducing that Coke. So think about where you are now and what would be a small step in the right direction. You don't have to go cold turkey. So that's also just something to think about. So I hope this episode was helpful. Y'all, I told y'all I was going to be a little bit shorter than my normal rants about macros and mindset, but I wanted to offer you guys these super helpful tips. If you are looking for a coach, if you want to go through your 2024 feeling better, feeling lighter, getting off medication, improving your A1C, getting leaner, losing weight, and you want a registered dietitian, a personal trainer, and a mindset transformation coach, and someone who really cares about the inner part and the outer part, you can join the Fit Figure Formula. So again, you have until February 5th. And if you're curious at all, go to the show notes and just book a call. So on that call, I get to know you a little bit better. I ask you questions about your journey and we decide if it's a good fit. So go ahead and do that now before you forget. I'm looking forward to seeing your application come through and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Figure Formula podcast. If you're new here and you're struggling with your fitness journey, I invite you to take a super simple next step. Click the link in the show notes for a free training. If listening to this podcast has been helpful, imagine being inside the Formula Coaching Program. You can apply for coaching with the link in the show notes. I hope to see you inside.